Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is KSWV 99.9 FM, 810 AM. We'd like to welcome to the program Lena Gurman, who is the founder of STEM Santa Fe. Good morning, Lena.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with our listeners today. We want to remind our listening audience that if you are looking for something to do for the kiddos this summer, this is the morning show for you. So call someone right now, call a friend that has kids and tell them to tune in right now because Lena has a really wonderful summer planned ahead. Lena, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Lena, let's just first talk a little bit about a brief introduction of what STEM Santa Fe is, and then we're going to talk a little bit about you and your background and then get into the program. So what is STEM Santa Fe if someone's hearing this for the first time?
So STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, and STEM Santa Fe is a local nonprofit in Santa Fe that serves all northern New Mexico. And our mission is to inspire students to consider a career and a college year in science, technology, engineering, and math. And there are hundreds and hundreds of different majors and careers in STEM.
Great. Well, thank you for that. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, Lena.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, you probably could tell I have an accent. I was born and raised in Beirut, Lebanon. And my family didn't have a lot of money, but I was excelling in school, and I was able to get a scholarship to college. And I just loved math and science. It was just something I loved, even though my parents never really graduated high school. And I just liked it, and I just kind of strived for in it. And then I got scholarship to go to college, and then scholarship to go to graduate school in the United States. And I just feel like STEM education has opened so many doors for me, and I'm trying to inspire the students to consider that. That's kind of really what pushes me forward all the time.
Great. Fantastic. Well, we're visiting with Lena Gurman about STEM Santa Fe, so we're going to give some folks some time to go ahead and call other people in town to tune in. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get into the whole program for the summer right here on KSWV Radio. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are visiting with Lena Gurman, who is the founder of STEM Santa Fe. Before the break, we learned all about what STEM Santa Fe is, and we learned a little bit about Lena. And thank you, Lena, for being with us today. Now, there is a 2021 summer camp that's taking place here. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, after a whole year of doing virtual programming with live instructors on Zoom and giving out kits and working with the students online, we're back to in-person programming.
Yay.
So we're jumping in the summer. Yeah, we're jumping in the summer. And we're going to offer 8 different camps, 1-week camps each this summer. 5 of them at Santa Fe Community College and 3 of them at Northern New Mexico College in Española.
Oh, fantastic. Now, for what age groups is this?
They are for starting at rising 5th grade all the way to 12th grade, but our camp for the younger kids is already full, so we still have plenty of space in the camps for rising 7th to 12th grade.
So I see here, I'm taking a look at stemsantafe.org at your website, by the way. Anybody out there wants to know where it's at, stemsantafe.org. I see geology, app design, coding, engineering, chemistry, drones. This is impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we really, really want to show kids, especially in middle school and high school, a lot of different pathways in STEM. And they're 1 week only, so they can their commitment is to come to class to the camp for 1 week and experience whether it is how to make chemical sensors or flying drones or geology, like you said. It's about volcanoes and dinosaurs and earthquakes of New Mexico, Arduino coding. So we want them to try them, and there's no experience needed, and then we can see whether this triggers their interest or not.
Lena, I've heard this before from some kids that may have said, hey, math maybe really isn't my thing. Science maybe really isn't my thing. I'm not quite sure about coding. I don't even know how to do it. What is your advice to someone who might be apprehensive at thinking about camp because of maybe an experience that they've had at school, or maybe because they're unable to do, you know, their math homework? Or what is your advice to students out there that say, I don't know if this is for me?
Well, my advice is that they need to try new things and be curious. That's really all that's about it. And then we have these camps, and we have an in-school and out-of-school programs throughout the year too. And we just want kids to try going to an engineering camp and then see if this is for you or not. But it's so important to be curious. And our programs are non-competitive, which means we don't have tests. We don't ask for previous experience, and they are free. And we really, so there's really no burden for them to try our programs. And it is so important to see, like, especially like when we talk about engineering, everybody thinks engineering is about building bridges and houses. And, you know, we show them that they can be coding and coding mechanical. Like one of our camps is building smart greenhouses. So they built these tabletop greenhouses with sensors and with a microprocessor. And so they learn about agriculture, and they learn about sensors and what they should be watching for in controlled environment agriculture. And so they learn about real-world applications with our programs, and then they can get through their math and science in school a lot easier once they have a goal in mind of what they want to major in college, what they want to do when they grow up.
Great. Well, we're visiting. I'm glad you offered that words of advice, because, you know, it is important to try. And I know that it's important to not let maybe previous life experiences stop us from trying new things. And I mentioned that because when I was in elementary school, I didn't exactly feel that I was good at math. But later on in life, I got a minor in mathematics. I got my double E and MSEE in electrical engineering, and I actually became really good in math, and I love math. So I'm just saying that because for whatever reason, we tend to let certain life experiences maybe prevent us from trying new things. So try it anyway. And if you love science and math, and if you love coding, or if you've never done it before and it seems fascinating to you, Lena, this just seems absolutely perfect. Want to ask you, where are the classes? Where's the summer camp taking place? And tell us about what is provided. Do they get lunch?
Yes, they do get lunch, because I'm a firm believer in feeding everybody.
Yeah!
Especially as they're learning. Yes. So here's the exciting part. We have four camps that are meant for high school students, from rising ninth grade all the way to 12th grade. And what's exciting about these camps, and two of them are going to be at Santa Fe Community College, and two of them are at Northern New Mexico College. What's exciting about them is actually these camps are in partnership with New Mexico Tech. So STEM Santa Fe has reached out to New Mexico Tech, who have awesome STEM programs on their campus. And I said, well, how can we reach Northern New Mexico kids with your camp? And so they are sending faculty up here to teach these one-week camps. And every high school student who attend the one-week camp, whether it is in chemical sensors or in building and flying drones, or in the geology one, the volcanoes, dinosaurs, and earthquakes, they will earn one college credit at New Mexico.
Yes.
One-week camp.
Okay,
from 9 to 4, Monday through Friday.
You broke up for just a moment. You're saying that they will earn, and then you broke up. Tell us again.
They will earn one at New Mexico Tech for attending the camp Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 for 1 week.
Okay. I believe you said students can earn one college credit from New Mexico Tech for attending one of these camps. So that's great. Fantastic. Okay. So the first camp is, I'm looking at your website here, making a miniaturized chemical sensor. Tell us what they would learn in this course.
So, by the way, all our camps are hands-on. So they will be working really with materials and, like I said, with faculty from New Mexico Tech. And that's with awesome. The chemical sensors, can you hear me?
Yes, that's awesome. That's great.
Oh, okay. So they will be learning about how chemistry is connected to biology and biomedical science, because they'll be working with miniaturized, with equipment used in biochemistry and how they can watch reactions happen and how visible light is utilized to actually monitor chemical reactions. I don't want to get too technical. All I want to say is it's a lot of fun, and we for us, STEM is a crossover between many different sciences and many of all the STEM. So they will be working with biology and chemistry in that class.
Great.
In that camp.
Now the second camp is building and flying drones. Okay, so if you're someone who loves to play video games, I'm wondering if that experience will just move over into this really well.
Well, probably, yeah. But again, I want to emphasize, you don't have to know anything about drones and building them to join this camp. But yes, they will learn about the different types of drones that are being used in real life right now. They call that unmanned air systems. And they will learn about the challenges, about how to build them and the different designs. And then they will learn to fly them, yes. And then what's cool about all this is that they're going to be flying them inside a cage, like 13 by 13 feet cage that we will place outside. And that way the drones don't fly off and get caught in a tree. The students will be outside the cage, but they will be controlling the drones. And the cage have like obstacles and so on.
Okay,
so that's going to be a scene to see.
So those first two camps are at Santa Fe Community College?
They are at Santa Fe Community College. They start next week on June 7th, and we're going to close the registration on Thursday night by midnight.
Okay. Now, there's 8 camps total. Those are the first two that we've talked about. Camp 3, I believe, building motion sensors with, I don't even know how to say this last name. Can you say this?
Arduino.
Building motion sensors with Arduino. Tell us all about that.
So Arduino is a small microprocessor. Some people hear about Raspberry Pis. That's kind of close to Raspberry Pis. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be using, this is an engineering, it's like an electrical mechanical engineering plus coding camp. And they will be building these different motion sensors and controlling them by this little tiny computer, Arduino board. And then eventually they will end up building a one lane bridge by the end of the week, which has like a sensors that let cars in and out and with on-arm that goes up and down. And then they also along the line learn about how to do an automated sensor. If someone comes up close to you, simulation of that would be like if someone comes up close to you and you have a mask on your head, then the mask just like a face shield will just go down, so we kind of have that application with COVID too.
Okay.
So, and no experience is necessary. And that camp and the other two camps are going to be at Northern New Mexico College. That would be, those camps are the week of June 14th and June 21st.
Okay, so the week of June 14th through the 18th, that's Camp 3, building motion sensors with Arduino.
Yeah.
Then the next camp for June 21st through 25 at Northern New Mexico College is Volcanoes, Dinosaurs, and Earthquakes of New Mexico and Building and Flying Drones. We touched up on both of those. Then on the week of June 28th through July 2nd, we're back at Santa Fe Community College. STEAM All Around Us. What is that?
STEAM All Around Us. So part of STEM, sometimes you hear the acronym STEAM, where A stands for art. And we try to involve art wherever we can in our STEM programs. And so this camp is for the younger kids, for rising 5th to 7th grade. That camp is full. I mean, I have a long waiting list. And so I wish next summer I'm going to have a couple, 2 or 3 of those camps. And that camp is more dedicated to show the kids a lot of different aspects of STEAM. And so one day is going to be dedicated for different sciences, workshops in science. One is on engineering. One is technology. They're going to use micro bits. And they're going to use 3D. They're going to learn about 3D designing and printing. And some fun math day will happen too. And STEM Santa Fe is known for putting on math festivals. And we had a math camp, summer camp virtually. And they are a lot of fun, believe it or not. So
great.
We try to give them a whole well-rounded kind of a little bit of everything.
Camp number 7, week of July 12th for girls rising into 7th through 9th grade. App design for social justice for girls only coding camp. Talk about that.
Yes. So one of the programs that STEM Santa Fe does throughout the year is called STEM Pathways for Girls. We do have a dedicated program for girls only that we do some throughout the year, and we're offering the summer camp just for girls. And there's a lot of studies that says, you know, sometimes girls are more comfortable in doing STEM-related programming when they're together. And we also try to provide them with women role models using those programs. So the app design for social justice is... again, they don't need to have any experience in coding to begin with, but this is a coding camp for girls, and we know we need a lot of girls to get excited about computer science and major in computer science. So we're dedicating this 1 week for them, and they will learn to write an app, and then it's like a boot camp almost, and writing an app, and in the end they will submit the app to a national competition called the Congressional App Challenge. By the end of that week.
That's exciting.
We've done this camp now 2 summers in a row for girls, and the girls have been winning first and second and third prizes, you know, for submitting their apps in Northern New Mexico District.
Well, let's face it, Lena, science, technology, engineering, math have been male-dominated industries for generations, and we really need our girls. I'm thinking of my daughter. Women, not only in the industry and leading the industry, but equal pay. And this is something that, this is a whole nother subject.
But
why it's important is because App Design for Social Justice, there's a lot of social justice issues there. And I'm glad that you're addressing one of them there. And we can talk more about and have you back more about this whole STEM industry. But I am glad that you guys are doing this because absolutely we need equality when it comes to not only people that are in our classrooms, but also leading our industry and getting equal pay. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I mean, we're very much interested in diversity in STEM. That's one of our missions. And so all the camps are for boys and girls, except for this one. But you notice that we are really trying to address, that's what we're doing at Scientific NACOS. We're trying to save neighborhoods that will give access to kids from Title I schools, from neighborhoods, from communities who otherwise wouldn't have that this resource. And that's why we're doing our camps at Santa Fe Community College and Northern New Mexico College, and definitely would like to thank them for opening their doors for us.
The last camp, Camp 8, Building Smart Greenhouses with Arduino, July 19th through 23rd at Santa Fe Community College, rising students 7th through 9th grade there. So you had mentioned about that, but that's really good that you can, learn how to build a miniature greenhouse, right?
You learn how to build a miniature greenhouse. You learn about how to control and sense the humidity and the temperature, and then send the signal to the Arduino board, and then a fan will turn on. It will send the signal back to open up a window, to turn the water pump on. They'll learn all that. And they'll learn, like, why? Why does it need to be to control that to get more efficient, greenhouse?
Fantastic.
And this one needs a little bit of coding experience, not much. Like, if the kids have spent 2 hours doing some coding, that would help them. But all the other camps before that kind of prepares you for this one if you attend a different one before.
Great. Well, we're talking with our good friend from Santa Fe Community College, Lena, and STEM Santa Fe, and stemsantafe.org, I believe, right?
Yes.
stemsantafe.org.
And I want to mention that all the camps are from 9 to 4, Monday through Friday, with lunch included, and they'll get a t-shirt. And we're going to do a lot of outdoor activities whenever we can, too. And while we're indoors, we definitely are going to follow COVID-19 procedures and have masks on. And we're going to do our best to follow all the rules needed as I try to keep track of what the rules are and as they keep changing. We're going to be as safe as possible. And I promise it'll be fun. And registration fee for each camp is only $25, and it's waived upon request. And that's thanks to our sponsors.
Great. We have a text that came into the studios and asked if it's in person, are masks required?
Yes. Okay. In person and masks required, especially indoors. I'm still not clear on the guidelines for outside, but for sure for indoors.
Great. Okay, so why don't we just go ahead and conclude by mentioning some of the sponsors that have made this possible.
Yes, I work very hard with the local businesses and the local foundations and organizations to sponsor our programs so that these programs are provided free or near free to families. And our title sponsor is Wildflower International. It's a women-owned business out of Santa Fe. And, of course, Llano and Triad and City of Santa Fe even came in this year, which is awesome. NCGR, which is the National Center for Genome Resources, Anchor and St. Vincent, N3B Los Alamos, and, of course, space provided by Santa Fe Community College, Northern New Mexico College, and a big shout-out for New Mexico Tech, who's sending their faculty up here to teach 4 of those camps. And many, many more. Do you want me to keep going?
Go for it.
Okay, so we also have Enterprise Bank and Trust, who supports us all the time, Sandia National Lab, Santa Fe Community Foundation with their many, many different donor advice funds, especially the Las Campanas Community Grants Fund, Del Norte Love Foundation, New Mexico Children's Foundation, McEwen Foundation, and Dina Wolf.
All right. Very cool. Well, Lena,
thank you
so much, Lena Gurman, for being with us today. I know stemsantafe.org. You can go there, folks. You can click on their programs. You can click on the registration link. That's a pretty darn good deal. $25 a week and you get lunch and you learn all about science, technology, engineering, and math, coding, chemistry, app design, drones, geology, you have everything. I really wish this was around when I was growing up, and so thankful that we have this for our students that are growing up now. And Lena, you know, you gave everyone a shout out, but I'm going to turn that back around on you and give you a shout out.
Thank you.
I know that you have your PhD in chemistry. Is that? That's right?
Yeah.
You're a PhD. So, you know, you have a heart for the children. Obviously, you have a heart for teaching this to our future leaders. And this is great because there's lots of moms and dads out there, myself included, that say, hey, I want to teach my children this, or I want them to learn this, but I don't even know the first place to start. Well, this is where you start, right, Lena? By going to stemsantafe.org and getting them registered.
Yes, this is where you start. And once you start with us, then you will see, you become part of our family, and then there will always be programs throughout the year that you know about. And I've got to my program now, all 4 or 5 years we've been, you know, they're graduating now, and it's awesome. And so, like, I don't know if I mentioned, but STEM Santa celebrated their 5th year anniversary back in February. And, they become part of the family. And that's why I'm offering high school camps for high school students, because we started with the 5th graders, and now they're in high school, and they want. So we're part of this community, and we're trying to provide whatever is needed.
Lena, I know that we've had you for about half an hour here, almost half an hour. We've talked about programs that start next week that go all through until July 23rd. We'd love to have you back to talk about the program. Maybe check in another 2-3 weeks. Let us know how the program's doing. But, you know, talk about, you know, the rest of the program if you have time. I know you're going to be super, super busy with this program. But if you do have time, we'd love to have you back.
Sure. And even better, sometimes some of our kids can come on. They come on some other radio stations and they're talking about the impact of these programs on them. And if you'd like, maybe the girls can talk about their apps once they built them and submit them to their competition.
We would absolutely love that. That would be so terrific. Okay. Thank you so much, Lena, for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Check out stemsantafe.org, stemsantafe.org. All right, Lena, you have yourself a great summer with this program, and to all the students, great job.
Awesome. Feel free to come and see it.
I think I will. I'll be in touch.
Okay. Take care.
You too.